pedestrians and motorists. We're leaving the cyclists out of this one today. This is just how the interaction between pedestrians and motorists go, because some of the findings, as an example, apparently 72% of pedestrians claim that they see motorists breaking pedestrian red lights. 85% of pedestrians apparently are guilty of using mobile phone while crossing the road. And 41% of drivers want jaywalking laws enforced. We have Conor Faulkner from the AA with us. First, Ciarán Cough, Green Party councillor. Is it an offence as a pedestrian to be using your mobile phone when crossing the road if you're doing so with green lights?
I was interested that Easy Trips saw people as being guilty of using a phone. Sure, I use my phone in all kinds of places at all kinds of times, and I would certainly try and have my wits about me when I'm crossing the road. And I can understand that you can really be distracted by a mobile phone as a pedestrian, but I'm much more concerned about people in cars updating their Facebook feed or sending a text message. And I think when you're in charge of a really deadly piece of metal, that's when you really have to be doubly conscious. Of course, pedestrians need to watch out, but I'd be
more
concerned.
It's in their own self-interest to look out, isn't it?
Absolutely, and both cyclists and pedestrians are very...
Not only the cyclists out of it tonight, Ciarán.
Shall we say, certainly the pedestrians are on the receiving end. They're often the offender, but certainly car drivers need to be doubly careful when driving and keeping an eye out.
Conor Faulkner, as for this claim, 72% of pedestrians have witnessed motorists breaking pedestrian red lights.
Yeah, I think that's possible because, nothing that I'm reading in this Easy Trip report is a huge surprise to us. We've actually done, we do regular polling exercises amongst AA members ourselves, and I was just pulling some of the data that we have. We did a survey, March just gone, a little over 5,000 motorists involved. And what that told us is that a quarter of all motorists, 25%, admitted that they had accidentally broken a red light at some stage in the past.
Accidentally?
Well, very few people do it on purpose, realistically. I mean, a bit like the casual jaywalker with his mobile phone. I mean, nobody actually sets out to be that flagrant about violating it. So, in the vast majority of cases, when a mistake like that happens, it is an accident. I mean, the person has not deliberately committed the offence. But that's a very little consolation to anybody if the worst happens and there is a collision. So there's no doubt of it. It's something that I've said many times. It's kind of the soundbite that I've given is that pedestrians don't knock cars down and kill them. It happens the other way around. So inevitably there is a greater duty of care on the motorist to behave correctly and to obey the rules of the road. If I wander across the street now, having finished here, updating my Facebook feed, I'm behaving in a fairly silly manner, but I'm clearly
but
being
you can't
less,
get penalty points.
Well, I'm clearly being less reckless about it, and I'm putting fewer lives at risk than if I'm doing the same thing behind the wheel of a car. So by order of magnitude, it is a more serious offence, and the law treats it as such. But rather than deciding which group of road users, should or should not be punished by law, I think the big takeout from it is that there's an awful lot of Mark 1 human beings out there that, irrespective of which transport mode they're using, there's a tendency to behave carelessly and to lose concentration, and unfortunately modern smartphones seem to be
able to cover that.
Matt, I was going to say, one of the interesting things is, what do we regard as normal behaviour for a pedestrian? I come from a viewpoint, as does my party, that we shouldn't have to put high-vis vests on pedestrians. They shouldn't have to wear helmets or flashing lights. It should be relatively normal behaviour to wear whatever clothing you want to wear on a well-lit public street during daytime or nighttime hours. I really worry that...
designated crossings. I
think you could be walking for miles to find a designated crossing, even in, the ordinary suburbs of Dublin, Connor. And I think the pedestrian is often at the last place in the pedestrian, in the traffic hierarchy. We've got to put pedestrians first. We've got to encourage those who walk and say, look, they have greater rights than a car driver.
Can I put it to you, Ciarán?
I think they should. From sustainability.
Both human beings, they don't have greater rights than a car. They do not.
Well, I think in the city, the pedestrian should have greater rights than the car driver. And I probably disagree with you there.
Priority.
Maybe rights is a very loaded term, Matty, and I appreciate that intervention. I think it comes down to priorities. If I walk down to Dame Street in the centre of Dublin today, I'd love to cross, but I might be waiting for 2 minutes and only get 7 seconds to cross. I don't think that's correct. effect, and I think we should give a greater priority to the pedestrian in the city centre.
Because they don't know the cities, don't they? That if you go to cities, I remember San Francisco, that if you are if a car is turning, it has to make way to the pedestrian on the city streets.
But they do have a right on red in the US, which I'm not a great fan of, because I think particularly for vulnerable road users, the idea that you could have a green light for the pedestrian and still cross isn't great.
I know, I agree with that, and I think a red light is an unambiguous signal and we shouldn't dilute it. But there are other cities that do it better than Dublin. Dublin's not too bad, but if you consider about the behaviour, we did, my colleague Miriam O'Neill did an exercise a couple of months ago where we put a little video camera actually at the Dawson Street, Stephen's Green Junction, and we just filmed. Actually, what we were looking to see was motorists on their mobile phones, and we saw lots of that, but we also saw crazy behaviour from Mark 1 human beings, equally, you know, we would have found the same thing.
Oh no, Patrick Street, Cork, it's a rite of passage to learn how to jaywalk in Cork.
Jaywalking was invented by the auto industry, but I actually, just in terms of comparing cities, Matt, I wanted to talk about Birmingham. I was there a week ago and I had to walk between the two main railway stations. Honest to God, I had to take my life into my hands. It's an awful city for the pedestrians. So Dublin's...
Here's a listener who says, I live in Dundalk and I walk home from work. If jaywalking laws were enforced, I literally couldn't get home.
Yeah, well, listen, just on that, firstly, to finish with poor old Miriam on where we left her on Dawson Street, while filming that, one of the things that she noticed was pedestrians crossing the road. Now, there was a girl of college age, and she walked across the road like a modern cliche, headphones, smartphone, daydreaming straight across the road. A Dublin bus coming around the corner had to react like a fighter pilot to avoid hitting her. Now, I would think, thank God, nothing bad truly happened. But to be fair about it, the person at fault there was the pedestrian, not the driver.
Did you put the video up online?
Well, we masked faces and stuff. We did, yeah.
But you should put stuff up online to show, particularly going to school.
But the other side of it, I had my students from DIT, from the planning programme, they walked from Trinity College all the way up to Christchurch. They found that they spent half their time waiting to cross the road on that journey at the side streets on College Street, on South Great George Street. I think the pedestrians should have greater priority in the city centre, and I think we've got to look more carefully at their needs.
Do you think blame gets placed on pedestrians? For example, there's a drunk walking ad on television at the moment. You know, a guy coming home from the pub and the roads are the footpath breaks up in front of him. Do you ever see ads telling drivers to be careful of drunk pedestrians or other pedestrians?
Yeah, I think there is a blame game, and I think the Road Safety Authority have a long way to go to recognise the legitimate concerns of pedestrians and cyclists, and they tend to throw high-vis vests at the more vulnerable road users. In fact, I think they should be putting the onus much more on people who are driving vehicles. And I think certainly the emphasis needs to move along, because there is a narrative that pedestrians have to have high-vis vests, have to have lights with them at night.
Maybe in a rural area,
Matt, but I think in certainly in the more built-up areas, we should be encouraging pedestrians and not suggesting that they have to be dressed up like a fairy light
Honestly, I think that's cockeyed, and I think it's very unfair on the Road Safety Authority. I think it's desperate oversensitivity, or perhaps just a desperation to constantly believe that it must be the car driver's fault. I think the RSA's safety communications on that have actually been exemplary, that it's very good stuff on cycling and on pedestrian and vulnerable road users. Surely to God, nobody can argue that putting out a message telling rural pedestrians at night who are drunk to plan their route home, how can we pretend that that's anything other than a sound?
I think, of course it is. They've given out, I think, 3 million high-vis vests at this stage to every child in the country. Probably 3 or 4 times over. I would simply suggest to them, maybe slow down a bit on the high-vis vests and put more emphasis on motorists driving more carefully.
Love this text message. There's loads coming in at 53102. I was hit by a car and knocked to the ground while halfway across the road on a pedestrian crossing. Luckily, the car was in traffic and not going too fast, and I had no major injuries. The shocking part part was that the Gardaí, their casual response to the situation, very reluctant to pursue the driver, and witnesses haven't even been contacted 6 months later.
Look, I think it depends on the guard. There's some fantastic guards out there. I work with them every day of the week, and they're very responsive. But sometimes there is an attitude, and it's certainly in a minority, that the pedestrian should be more careful.
I have a visual impairment, and drivers are always swinging in front of me while entering car parks, assuming they have the right of way, even though I'm on a footpath where there is no road crossing.
Yes, and they do not have right of way. I mean,
they're going in and out of car parks.
No,
they bully past people. They just turn in as if you're supposed to stop for them.
Okay, let's not say they, as if we're